This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Well, I can tell you this, that a lot of people, barmona, barmona, how do you wake up on a Sunday, otsamaye, and go and run Comrades Marathon and run 83, 87, 90 kilometers? And I look at them like, that's a little bit easy. How about those people, barnotsoga, moving from Cape Town and hike all the way to Cairo? Botham Sela is one of those who's been doing that. He joins us on the line. He's going to make sure that he gets there in time for the official opening of the African Cup of Nations. Hello, yalo ngwana.
Hello, yalo blawe.
Blawa. Kitaba blawa. Kitaba.
Hello,
yalo.
Hello, yalo. Wena.
Before we got cut off, where does this idea come from, and what is your plan? Just let us know where does the idea come from, and plan ya how king and utofitaning ehabit.
Mohotuaka, you must remember for water a week. It means when talk about Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he can travel more than 2,000 k. So it says that if water can travel 2,000 k. Listen, from South Africa to Egypt, it's 7,000 k. Now, Mkhotswaka, how long get 4 weeks. It means you count 2, 4, 6, 8. It's 8,000. So what's stopping Bota to hike to Egypt for only 8,000 k? Now, the reason why I'm create and train Kwenaza, to South Africa, let's unite Africans. This is a mission to say to all the African countries, let's unite. AFCON, it's a one Africa, one nation. Let's unite. AFCON must unite all of us, because me going to different continents, like I'm going to pass Tanzania, Zambia, I'm saying to those other supporters, please, let's respect each other. Let's love each other. We are same country called Africa. Let's show other countries who are from overseas, England, the USA, that Africa, we are united. So I'm trying to say to all the African brothers, supporters, gentlemen, how do we go to Egypt? Let's unite. If it's not Morocco,
so you're just about to cross the border into your Bait Bridge. What is your plan? What is your plan, Ufitaning, just before tournament start?
I'm going to meet one of my friends here in Zim, who's going to join me in this trip. And then tomorrow morning, we start our journey now, going to the next destination, which is, if I'm not mistaken, it's Tanzania or Lusaka. We go that side now. I think in 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be in Egypt. Probably about 18, 17 before, 2 days before tournament. Because I want to do the roadshows, just to make sure that Ronaba Tobago Africa, which is Zim and South Africa, we have just landed.
How many people we want in one up or on Albert Porta Malibon?
Naki Wani. On the side of my country, which is South Africa. But for Zim, Tiena Fela Alewa. So, Rishapagali to Mkhotswaka.
Yeah. Wanabo, you know what? Best of luck. Thank you for representing us as South Africans, as Africans. And let's hope you get the full support of Egypt in time to see the tournament start and stay there throughout and see Bafana Bafana go finally.
Thanks, Mkhotswaka, for those beautiful and nice words. It means when you are uplifting my morale. Thanks a lot, Mkhotswaka.
Hela yalo ngwanabo, hela yalo. Buota, thank you very much, man. Best of luck. Enjoy and have fun. That's a Buota Msila. I mean, that's absolutely amazing. In fact, as I'm talking to him, man, I'm thinking something that I would definitely enjoy. As I said, me and the late sports commentator, extraordinaire, multiple award winning Cebo Manyapelo, have always wanted to do something like this. But Rena, we were not planning to hike. We just wanted to get a truck, a van, you know, and just drive through from Cape to Cairo. So maybe an idea that we should touch up with.
For more podcasts, go to capricornfm.co.za and follow us on social media at Capricorn FM.